Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with winning Hallsville head coach James Smith after his 9-5 win over the visiting Versailles team. Coach, what made the difference tonight?
I think that the confidence on our ball club is starting to grow. And every game, it's a little better. Last night, we had a tough situation in Palmyra, weather conditions, and we persevered and played really, really well.
How'd that come out, sir?
We won 14-3. So I think going through that as a team and then coming back here, it kind of carried over. But Versailles is a tough team, and they're well coached. And I just think that we came out and hit the ball and put pressure on to make plays, and that was the difference.
What type of baseball were you expecting out of the Tigers, sir?
Well, I didn't get a scouting report on them from anybody. I was just watching them warm up. They looked like they were fundamentally sound and that they were going to make contact and put pressure on us. And, you know, that's good for us to grow. And that, you know, kudos to them. They were aggressive on the base paths. That's how, you know, we need to work on our communication skills a little bit.
Speaking of the base pass, you had some pretty spectacular steals out of A.J. Austin and a couple others, though.
Yes, we are going to run. We are going to put pressure on the other team and their catcher and their pitcher. And we have speed on this team, which you don't get very often up and down the lineup. And I'm going to utilize that to the best of our ability.
Please walk the listeners through your pitching lineup tonight, sir. You gave the visitors a bit of variety tonight.
Well, we started off with Andrew Orselin, and he's a regular starter for us. And then we brought in a guy by the name of Colton Garner to get a little relief and get a little bullpen action because he's going to be our Friday night starter this week. So we're trying to work this in with these pitching regulations that Misha has set up, and it's difficult to keep the innings and the number of pitches down because they do it based on a pitch count, and I gotta kind of work with that as well as get guys into the game, and that's the difficulty of being a manager at this level.
Sir, it looked like Garner was a different type of pitcher than Orselin. I mean, just more, I hesitate to use this word, but consistent. And a lot of his pitches look very much the same.
Yeah, one is left-handed, which is kind of goes with left-handed pitching. He's got tremendous amount of talent. We're working on his ability to block and focus and really get after it with his intensity. Whereas Colton Garner is going to come in and throw strikes. You know, he's a strike thrower. He's not going to try to deceive you much. He's just going to try to pound the strike zone, let his defense work. Two different styles. You are correct.
Speaking of Colton, sir, that was a spectacular over-the-fence homer by Nichols. What was that, the third inning?
Yes. Colton Nichols is starting to believe in himself. We all believe in him. We've talked to him about that. The team has told him that he needs to just relax and play and let his skills, that his God-given ability to shine. You know, like everybody's got abilities that the Lord has possessed us with, and it's our job to find them and to hone them and to not waste them.
Anybody come off the bench for you, put a smile on your face tonight, sir?
Yeah. Hayden Orselin got to come in and run for us. He's a senior that has been in the program for 4 years and is now a pitcher only since I have taken over. But we gave him a chance to get on the base paths. And Josh Savage, also a senior, got to come in and have an at-bat. But everybody's contributing. We are trying to get the boys to focus on their role on the team. Some people's roles are quite different and larger. Other people's are smaller, but both equally significant on this baseball team. Someone has a role on this baseball team, from the managers to the scorekeeper to the coaching staff to the pinch runner, courtesy runner, to the pinch hitter, to the relief pitcher, to the starting center fielder, shortstop, catcher, starters. Everybody has a role on this team, and when we can get everybody to establish that and believe in it, we're going to have quite a bit of fun.
Last question, sir. One, what's your record now? We can look it up.
4-6, I think.
Yes, sir. And you mentioned Friday nights. What's next for the Indians?
Well, we play Thursday at Varsity JV plays Thursday at Wright City. Then we play Osage Friday night, and then we have two more games on Saturday, but that's also prom, so I don't know how many ball players we're going to have there. So it's going to be a fun outing for the younger kids to get some experience at the varsity level. So it's going to be exciting for them.
Saturday, home or abroad?
It is at Versailles, California Turf War Tournament down. Oh. They got two turf fields, so we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to get the games in no matter what. It's supposed to be good weather. It's hit or miss. Last night was freezing. Today was better. Tomorrow's supposed to rain, and then it's supposed to heat back up.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach James Smith, and good luck on the field.
Thank you.